Good morning, special people. I have a very spiritual message for you guys today. It involves our body and the seven layers of protection that we have. We have strong layers of protection that will protect us from anything and relay information to us as we interact with people and interact with the environment. I kind of wanted to go over and give strategies on how to protect and strengthen these energies. And help them communicate properly. It's all about good vibes. We spread good vibes on this podcast. You know, I encourage you guys to think positively, because your thoughts project. Think about the world in a better way, and it could manifest just because of your thoughts. So we have the physical body. Our physical body is the tangible, visible body that's touchable. It needs oxygen, food, and fluid to maintain it. So this, you know, body has no protection from anything, right? Like it's susceptible to damage. You have energy and electromagnetic, like seven layers. Energy that are going to be protecting you. So the first body that protects you is the etheric body. It's the first invisible body. It's basically a three-dimensional wrap around your body, stretching out a short distance of about 8 to 30 centimeters. It's a lot less dense, and so the vibration is faster. This is your first order of relay of information that you're detecting. Think about it as like a radar scanner, like detecting what's in front of you. So it's relaying information to all your other bodies to you know, for potential you know, things. So that's the etheric body. And then we can often see this on a sunny day. You can actually capture it with a picture. So it's a very nice first protection that we have. So also... prayers, requests, are associated with this body. So, as your mind and physical, you know, realize that you're praying, your etheric is sending the messages up the line and, giving information that, you know, that transformation is going on. Then after that, we have the astral body, which the astral body connects you to the higher physical and spiritual realms. It radiates out from the etheric body and can stretch for several feet. So basically, when you're out and you, like, it's a beautiful morning, you had coffee, you know, you had a great breakfast, good conversation with your parents, and you're going to go play some golf, and you feel good vibes, and you can just feel like good energy in the air. Those are your bodies projecting themselves, because they are, that's why it's all about the vibes, baby. They're projecting themselves, the light outward, to be felt and can be felt by people. You know, have you ever walked into a place and felt just good? It's because people are feeling good and are strengthened and strong and protected. And so that's what we want to do. We want to create our body into this strong, protected body. And our generation is very strong. The boomers are very strong. And we have to continue it on. And continue it on to our younger generations to be very, very strong and have protection. So what this astral body does is basically it opens up and connects you with and kind of surveillances it's like a it basically like when someone comes into your like within like 5 or 6 feet of you, this body notifies you that there's something here around you, or like you know, and obviously when you're in a crowd or like you're at a festival, this body is constantly, you know, alerting or always on making sure that you're safe and sending signals and looking for threats like a scanner. It's looking for potential energies that are harmful. Also has to do with some sort of spirit communication. Spirit moves close within your astral body. So, you know, positive energies can come with you into this astral field. As you can see, there's a system set up to protect ourselves. And if you develop emotional intelligence, you can very strengthen this field, this body, astral body. One can pull the astral body in protection around themselves or a shield. This is with just emotional understanding of people and how people work and how, you know, not to be affected by people who, you know, are around you. You know, when someone's like around you and they're being disruptive and it's just like, dude, I'm totally don't, I'm not accepting what you're, you know, projecting. You know, like whatever it may be, this is that emotional intelligence to understand that, you know, that this person is obviously having a problem and it has nothing to do with you. Obviously, it goes more into depth, but that's just a simple example. And then we have the mental body, which what is one of the most important ones. And it's made up of two vibrations or a couple of vibrations. The higher mind relating to the active mental processing and the ability of authentically using logic and reason. And then there's a lower mind relating to the patterns that make up learned behavior. These get imprinted through past lives and childhood, through relationships, religions, cultures, successes, and failures. So I'm sure every body has multiple energies or multiple vibrations or multiple sequences that are happening. This would be where your intellect would come into play and your consciousness will come into play, where you start to study certain things like certain you know, even technologies, or you start to understand meditation and understand electricity and you know, discernment, having discernment of people's actions. This is a very important body to, or energy to make sure that it's safe. And everybody's is safe, but to strengthen it, just make sure that you are sober-minded. In a position to use logic and reason. You know, if you're presented with some sort of conflict, always stop and assess the situation and don't say anything for a second, and make it known that, you know, you're using your energy to protect yourself. So, and use your energy, man. You have, this is what it's for. This is why, you know, if the soul is going to, you know, have to come down here and experience certain situations, given in that concept, we need energy protection and layers of activation, you know, to advance the soul into better places. So, and this is obviously where our thoughts are held. And this is where you need to protect it the most, because like mental illnesses are mainly genetic. They're pretty rare. There's also different ways you can, you know, develop certain types of psycho, you know, what's the word I'm trying to say? I guess it would just be mentally ill behaviors. And so this body, if unprotected by the strength of your logic and reasoning, which everybody has, so it's not anything really to worry about, because the logic and reasoning is one of the biggest parts to, you know, keeping this safe. So the physical, etheric, astral, and mental soul bodies make up the aspects of the lower self. So that's our lower self, our main self, our first protections. They do all the work for us. They send out all the, you know, they search and scan for everything. And we are aware of these on a day-to-day basis because we know what logic and reasoning is. You know, we know what our emotions are, and we know when we can feel physical pain. So we experience these bodies, and we are completely always sending information back and forth. And it's doing their, that's why we need to develop, if someone has trouble, you know, with people, you know, energies bumping into each other, it's important for people to strengthen themselves, you know, have confidence and, basically, activate yourself emotionally. And think about things in terms of, you know, bigger picture. And so we have the next three subtle bodies make up of the aspects of the higher self and have the highest vibration. So the casual body is also known as the first layer of the soul body, as it is within the area of the aura that we carry our soul imprint. This is linked to our karmic record and higher consciousness. It's also linked to characteristics of our personality, which we bring into us each lifetime. So, regardless if you believe in reincarnation, this casual body is the first protection of our soul. But whether or not it does carry, you know, past life information, that's up to, you know, the Most High to know. This is where we tap into any previously learned gifts and bring the knowledge gained from that through. This is also where the path to, I don't know what that is, becoming aware of the casual body gives you navigation. It was Akashica Records, some sort of, I'm going to have to look that up, but becoming aware of this casual body gives you navigational skills around our cosmic universe. So this is when you start getting into astrology, astronomy. And so no matter what, all these bodies are protecting you at all times. They're always there. They're always subject to some sort of bump, you know, like I think of it as like bumping into somebody. But once you start activating and gaining, strength within these bodies, it's harder for people to bump into them. And so that's why you want to make sure that you use, like I was saying, your emotion, get emotionally attached to, emotionally intelligent, become aware of your surroundings, so let's move on. And then we have the spiritual body. This is the second layer of our soul body and contains the energy aspiring to Christ consciousness and ones of the highest good. Now, Christ consciousness is something that is related to, it's hard to explain, but it has to do with, I'm not too versed on it, honestly. I think it has to do with the highest level of, within Christianity, knowing like what happened with Jesus. So I believe in meditation as, so it might be what it means by meditation. So I think Christ consciousness means, knowing that meditation is a way to disintegrate the body. The body represents intuition, instantaneous creative expression, and deep passion. So like when you have real deep ideas, passions for things, this part of the body is being used. And you know, when you feel that energy around you, when you get those ideas and you feel that passion and you have this intuition, this is what we're talking about. You know, it spreads around you and it's a layer of energy that can be felt by other people as well. And that's why when you it's so important to strengthen these and think about these things. And then we have our divine body. Our understanding of the divine body is one that that lies beyond all the other bodies and yet encompasses all of them, wrapping them in divine love. It is one total consciousness. So this is the last, this is the body that protects everything and is basically the one who gets all the information and distributes, information to other bodies. So it goes into saying that this body is, total enlightenment. It's important to understand that there's a lot of different definitions of enlightenment and what you think is enlightenment is. And within the spiritual realm, there's not a lot of, .org websites or, a government-approved websites. They don't teach about spirituality because they're not in that business. So there's going to be a lot of different opinions. So you have to make sure that you use your logic and your mental body to use reasoning to make sure that you're not susceptible to connecting different dots. But there's not a lot of real, confirmed spiritual, papers that are published. So use your mental body to discern and take things, get the basis of the information and understand how to strengthen yourself. Because what we're really talking about here is strengthening your emotions, your logic, your awareness, your emotional intelligence, and your expression for intellectual understanding of your body. Basically, once you've gotten to this point where you've activated all these bodies and they're all protecting and working together, you have total control and spiritual illumination. So overview, I kind of want to go over a couple of things. Now it's all, these bodies can always be strengthened no matter what knowledge you have, no matter what emotional intelligence you have, these bodies are always subject to bumps. Not your the higher energy, not the spiritual body, divine body, or the casual body. Those bodies are completely protected, and the physical, etheric, astral, mental, and subtle bodies complete the initial force field that protect against any sort of bump or, you know, nudge from anything. And so basically what this is saying is that there's light that projects off of you. It's just something that we can't really see. You know, I've read that you can capture it on picture. I've also was just studying about these Japanese scientists that were able to, in complete dark, photograph somebody without using a flash and show the body, you know, lighting up. So there's a lot of things you can do. So, like, let's go over some strategies. You know, let's say for the, physical body, that's, you know, just make sure yourself is safe, you know, exercise. Eat good food. You know, a big thing I would say is not to try to stay away from substances. They, you know, a lot of people relate that to spiritual, you know, awareness, but you know, try to stay away from it because it's not, or I should say, stay away from it because it's not, you know, having a correct experience, if I'll just say it that way. So that's one thing to take a note, and take a note seriously. So let's go over things we can do. Etheric body. Okay, so this is, it has to do with the immediate threats. Like I was talking about earlier, how you go into a crowd and it's detecting, you know, energy that can be, you know, something. It's looking for something, you know. It's making sure that you're safe. It also has to do with prayer. So praying to source, you know. Thanking your food, thanking the plants, thanking water, doing everything you can to use your voice and express your love for, you know, what you have. So this energy field is the biggest, and what you pick up in this field is, like, you pick up everything. You pick up, you know, like when you walk into a Starbucks, you're picking up on everything. So it's constantly, you know, this is where most of the bumps come from, where, like, you know, arguments or certain, you know, situations, you know, that kind of bump and confuse the energy a little bit. And it sends signals to, you know, basically the whole body, saying that this, you know, saying that it's becoming confused at what's the interaction that's going on. But really, it's not really being affected. It's just a frequency that's, you know, being given to you. But it can't really do anything because you have a strong layer of protection. So just make sure you pray. So for the etheric body, pray. If you're not into praying, I would say do some, like, morning meditation and just think about the, you know, what you're thankful for. And then you know, there's it talks about here, you know, using, you know, crystals to clear certain energy. If you're into that, if you know specifically which crystals can help, you know, it's all about extending out, you know, like prayer is extending out your voice, Crystals is trying to extend and use, you know, protection, because this is the most important body for the small attacks, and which are really not anything, but you know, you just want to make sure it's strong. So so it's vibrating very fast. This body is shining, like we talked earlier, but let's get into, I'm just trying to make sure if there's any other ways we can improve the body. Okay, so, and then we have the astral body. So this is, ties into emotions. And you know, emotion will tie into all the bodies, but specifically, this body radiates more. It's more transparent. So when you are activating your emotional intelligence, you're really astral, not planing, but you're projecting your body, you know, outward pretty far, like a few feet. And so it's basically, make sure you're in touch with your emotions. Don't damage anybody emotionally. Don't mess with people's minds. Don't play tricks on people. It's very important that you don't create any sort of tension within this body and cause it to have to endure some sort of, you know, something. So be emotionally intelligent. Don't just be aware of what you're doing. And this also, this body is really in connect with the spirit communications. So the first one is the etheric is detecting the immediate physical surroundings. The astral is connecting you with communication with, like, spirits that are generally good. And so this is a very emotional energy. And you're getting up the ranks to, you know, fully using all of your bodies, you know, to your advantage. And so if you're carrying a lot of, you know, emotional baggage, and, you know, you're very emotional, you know, when someone's emotional, you can just really, it just vibrates off of them, literally. This is what we're talking about. You know, you can tell someone is, it's just not, you know, their body is really carrying that specific layer, is carrying that energy. So it's important to, you know, vibe with people, talk to people, to clear it out. Like it's saying right here, others empathetically may dive right in and try to help. Either way, the important thing here is to note that your emotional body is like a huge neon sign saying, I'm fine, or I'm not fine to others in the universe. So it eventually works out, but obviously you can see as the layers of our body, you know, go through stages and go through transformations, and we have the power to change these, you know, change and control our own bodies. So make sure you're emotionally intact. Don't, you know, harass anybody. Don't emotionally do any, you know, do anything. I know the, when you're young, like, people joke around with people, and that's more related to camaraderie. So, but as you get older, you know, make sure you're not doing anything that's emotionally damaging to people. It's very, very important. So with this emotional intelligence, you can pull the astral body in and put protection around themselves or a shield. So this is when it starts to get good, like where you are, you know, strengthening very, very strong. And then we have the mental body. So obviously the mental body, make sure you're using logic and reason. Don't do things on a whim. Don't, if you get approached with some sort of conflict, remember, stop for a second and really assess and just basically stare at the person or whatever it is that is conflicting you or trying to challenge you or whatever it is, and just assess what's going on with the confidence that you have, and use logic and reasoning to figure out what is going on. If there were to be, like in a normal confrontation. So, I mean, everybody deals with these all day. Everybody deals with confrontations, right? With our parents, with the people that we meet at stores or whatever it might be, teachers. So constantly, every day, all of our energies are being tested and transformed and changed, especially within like a college culture and high school culture. So that's why, I mean, there's just so many people at so many different stages of these spiritual evolutions, and it's important to notice what you can do to make sure your strength is good. So, so just manifest good thoughts. Don't obsess with anything that is, obviously not good. Don't indulge in anything that is harmful or that goes against the grain. Don't, and obviously, be thoughtful of positivity. And so the casual body, what can we do here? So this can kind of, this is our first protection to the soul. So it has to do with our characteristics and our personality. So that's interesting. So, I mean, just display your personality. Don't care who thinks about you. Display who you are, and deep down you're a good person, obviously. And deep down you have characteristics that you like. When everybody goes to bed and lays down, they are not, they are, their characteristics are true and good. They just get manipulated into doing things. So just have a clear, fun, nice personality, good characteristics, and this energy will thrive. And so we'll go to the spiritual body. So this is about consciousness, and this is where we get into like high intellect. And remember, this is all through thought. So there's so much more intelligence that's not through thought, and that's through meditation. And so this is all through our physical mind and our body. There's so much more evolution of the body through meditation than this, but this is very important information. So this second layer would containing knowledge about the soul, containing knowledge about consciousness of, let's say, for me, this would be meditation, knowing that how the body needs to disintegrate. I've said it multiple times on multiple episodes. I just want to keep saying it because, for people to hear, because it's truly amazing. It really is. So beautiful. I mean, think about it. Just so beautiful of a setup. You have a body, you can run around, you can, do anything you want, but the answer is, staying still and being peaceful and closing your eyes. I mean, what a setup. However this was set up was just, difficult, I might say, but that's why we go through these processes and learn, what to do. And then we have our divine being. How can we make sure to protect this? It is the total consciousness. So maybe this would be the meditation part, and the spiritual body would be, just like knowing of the soul, maybe knowing of maybe knowing of this process entirely, you know, knowing of the seven layers, knowing that you have this aura that protects you, and then this divine body would be the meditation part, knowing that what the body needs to do to exit properly, because it's all about the body, baby. And this is where spiritual illumination comes from, and where healing is happening. So, you know, you guys listening to this, if you guys are, you know, who made it all the way through, these are things we deal with every day. This is just a spiritual way of saying and showing you that you have force fields and energies that can protect you. You can use them to your advantage by using logic, emotionally connecting, you know, intellectually trying to figure out what's going on in the world, praying, you know, having a good personality, being a good person. This is why when you know, you see a woman who is just bright and it looks like she's glowing and all of her bodies are intact, she's emotionally intact, everything is she just looks amazing, and possibly not even wearing makeup. It's just like, that's what this is about, like, your energy's flourishing and projecting off onto people, and people can feel that, and that's why you feel energy, and that's why, you know, vibes are up. It's all about vibes, baby. I really hope this information reaches people. I just wanted to explain it in a spiritual way. Obviously, I could have came on here and just said, hey, it's important to be logical, pray, it's important to do this. But if, you know, understanding it in this way kind of gives you a more abstract and more of a meaning to it, you know, and understanding that there's electromagnetic energy that surrounds you and protects you no matter what. And it cannot be infiltrated, no matter how, you know, whatever happens, whatever, you know, you endure, trauma, whatever it might be, it always can rebuild. It has the strength to be intact. So I love you guys. I hope you guys are listening. And, you know, I know probably a lot of people know this information already, but it's really fun to talk about, and it's interesting to me. And it's information that I love to talk about. So, I am going to go to bed now. And thank you guys for listening. And I'll see you on the next one.